Well, thank you everyone for being on Zoom once again this morning, and for those of you who are reading, leading, responding, praying, thank you very much for all that you're doing, and I'm glad we could be together once again this morning here. I want to share with you something this morning that I've never shared it before, this kind of thing. I've never talked about it, but I thought this would be a good time to do that. And that is the practice of lamenting, which I think is very, very important for us to do. So I want to share with you a bit about that, and with the confession that it's new for me as well. So we'll see where it goes, and you may actually have a few comments or questions as well, which will be just fine. It was 26 years ago that my mother died. And that was during Holy Week of that year. Monday in Holy Week, very late in the afternoon, she died. And then Thursday in Holy Week, Maundy Thursday, the reading that was from Lamentations today that Richard read just a few minutes ago came up in morning prayer. And that reading struck me, as you could imagine, in that week, in that situation, and the idea of lament started to come through to me a bit. I caught a bit of how to be honest with God about where I was emotionally. Now, I had a long way to go since that time, and I still have a long way to go in that. One of the reasons is that for a lot of years, Carol and I were very involved, and the churches we led were very involved with charismatic renewal and various renewal movements, which were all in their worship style focused on praise and celebration. And that's something that we're used to at St. Francis as well. That was that has been a priority for us. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I mean, obviously not. God is worthy to be praised. By all means, I am pointing out that there is more to it than that in our relationship with God and with our prayer life and the way that we do things. And it has taken me a long time, and I am still learning, but it has a very specific place to be lamenting in how we become more like Jesus. It's key to our transformation. And so today, what I want to show you is how to lament. Aren't you glad you showed up this morning on Zoom? I want to show you how it'll help and what the result would be. And it's something we can do in our own prayer life as well as corporately from time to time, which we do some during Lent, and particularly Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. Lamenting also leads us to the next step in which God is leading us. It opens doors. Honesty with the Lord opens the doors of the Lord. And we'll see how that works. And it could be that even right now, some of us are thinking that God is really only interested in our happy thoughts. And then if we have negative feelings or angry or frustrated or grieving or whatever it is, we need to take care of that first, before we come into the presence of God or bring our petitions before God or whatever it may be. And that's really not the case at all. We can be completely transparently and openly honest with God about what we're thinking, feeling, and experiencing. And that's what we see here in Lamentations. Now, this book of Lamentations, maybe you haven't looked at it too much. Come across, you may not have ever been in a Bible study that went through the book of Lamentations, but maybe you have, which would be just great. You know, this is written by Jeremiah. The full title is The Lamentations of Jeremiah, and it's his real reaction and feelings and response to God about what's happened in his life and through his life. You know, Israel was taken off in exile. Jeremiah was under house arrest, and part of that, he was thrown into a cistern and left there. I mean, there were some things going on that were pretty tough for him. And it outlines, the Book of Lamentations outlines some of the very things that really went so terribly wrong in Israel. So that's why Jeremiah has written these laments. And we can find many other things in the book of Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah. And what he does here is spends a lot of time in Lamentations telling God what he's angry about. And you might be thinking, well, what is Jeremiah crazy here? God might get him for that, strike him dead if he's got that kind of attitude with God. But he keeps on and he tells God what he's totally distraught about and what God has done to Israel and on and on. And that's what we see. Lament is basically telling God what's going on with you in the most honest terms and then waiting for the reply from God. Now that last part is the key. Telling God in the most transparent, honest way what's going on with you and then waiting for the reply. And you might know some people, and maybe you fall into this temptation yourself sometime, is to be as open and honest and clear, as transparent as about how you feel. And let it go with that. And maybe you do it again. And maybe you get caught in that cycle. Or you know people who are that way. But if you're honest before God about everything you're feeling and then wait for the reply of the Lord, what happens is your capacity to receive from God increases as you receive the reply. When you're open and honest with God, telling God everything, and then wait for God's reply, the reply carries with it an ability to enlarge your capacity to hear God. If you cover up how you feel and don't want to share it and think you need to get it all squared away and straightened out and not tell God that and just go to God with your legitimate requests and praises, you will tend to stay at a plateau. And what God wants to do is reply to where you really are, your reality, and transform you in the middle of that as well. In other words, you and I cannot will ourselves or prepare ourselves to come into the presence of God. We just come. You know, it's that old hymn that used to be at the Billy Graham Crusades, just as I am, without one plea. We just come before him because he's there waiting for us, inviting us. Even if we didn't get our emotions cleaned up or anything else about us cleaned up, we just come before him. This lament by Jeremiah shows us a few things. And let me just reread a portion of it. Partway down, about two-thirds of the way down or so, Jeremiah says, "Remember my affliction and my wanderings, the wormwood and the gall. My soul continually remembers it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him." Now, in that portion I just read, I went heavily on the positive part. If you read the entire book of Jeremiah, you would see there's a lot more negative, raw emotion to it. And that's very important. But I wanted to show you how being honest and open with the Lord brings you to the place of not only your capacity to receive from the Lord increasing, but you see more of the Lord's character. And we could see one of the things that Jeremiah did here was he asked God to remember the afflictions and the wanderings. You know, Jeremiah being thrown into a cistern and all kinds of other things, the wanderings of Israel, not only Exodus, but the exiles. He asked God to remember the wormwood and the gall. I don't know about you, but wormwood and gall are not part of my daily conversation. So I had to kind of look this up. And wormwood is decay and bitterness. It has to do with, that's what it's about, decay and bitterness. Gall is very bitter bitterness. I mean, you've got bitterness, and then you've got gall, which is bitter beyond bitterness. So he tells God to remember that. That's what happened to me, God. Look, do you remember? You were there, I know. And then he tells God that his soul continually remembers all of this and is bowed down within him. He can't let it go. He's admitting that he can't let it go. And he's coming before God. And this is one of the great prophets of Israel. He's coming before God and saying, I am bitter about everything that's happened to me. I think you might have been behind it, and I can't let it go. So there. That's kind of what's going on with Jeremiah here. Only more bitter than that. So he remembers the afflictions, and he remembers the decay and bitterness, the inner feelings, the outer events and the inner feelings. And his honesty now opens the door to the Lord. If you don't mind that metaphor, it opens the door. I mean, God's always there. There's nothing separating, but something opens up in Jeremiah's heart from his honesty. And the reason it opens up is, I believe, that God put that in Jeremiah's mind. God put this description in Jeremiah's mind. But this I call to mind, therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. I think that came from the Spirit of God directly into Jeremiah's heart. And what made room for that was that Jeremiah was honest about his feelings and released them to the Lord. Even though he says, I can't let go of them. He was honest about that. That made him capable of receiving this. And God put it right in there. God drew him to that. Now the reply formed him that way. When God puts something on your mind, communicates with you in some way, a new and greater capacity is being formed in you. Even if it's just the slightest little thing, and you know that's the Spirit of God, a new and greater capacity is being formed in you to receive what God is communicating to you, to hear the voice of the Lord, to have a relationship and communion with God. That's what's happening when that goes on. Even if you're angry, frustrated, grieving, sad, afflicted, you're filled with wormwood and gall or whatever the case is with you, that even the slightest whisper from God starts increasing your capacity to receive. Now, I think this is what happened with Jesus also. We see Jesus being honest about a lot of things. I mean, there were a number of times he looked at the 12 or the people around him and said, how long am I going to have to put up with this generation? You know, this picture of Jesus walking around patting lambs on the head because he's such a wonderful guy is only partially true. I mean, he lamented. And There's one time, it's not actually written in the Gospels, but there's many people who think this may have been in Jesus' mind. The night he was arrested, he was put into a cell and spent the night there before the next morning when they took him to the crucifixion. And that this psalm, the psalms are called the prayer book of Jesus. Psalm 88 may have been what's going through his mind. O Lord God of my salvation, I cry out to you night, day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am a man who has no strength. like one set loose among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those to whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the depths of the pit, and the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with your waves. You have caused my companions to shun me, and have made me a horror to them. I am shut in so that I cannot escape, and my eye grows dim through sorrow. Every day I call upon you, O Lord, and spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do the departed rise up to praise you? Is your steadfast love declared on the grave, or your faithfulness in Abaddon? Are your wonders known in the darkness, or your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, cry out to you. In the morning my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you cast my soul away? Why do you hide your face from me, afflicted and close to death from my youth up? I suffer your terrors. I am helpless. Your wrath has swept over me. Your dreadful assaults destroy me. They surround me like a flood all day long. They close in on me together. You have caused my beloved and my friend to shun me. My companions have become darkness. And you might be able to picture Jesus in some cell below the surface of the ground, underneath whatever building the high priest had where the prisoners went, feeling that way and praying that way. And it was earlier that night, he was telling God, let this cup pass from me. And Jesus lamented, and we follow him. And it's that honesty that opens the door to more of what the Lord has for us. Today, of course, there's much that we could be lamenting about. And perhaps you feel that way. I know I do. And not only just from time to time, but often. And what lamenting helps us do, it saves us from the temptation of looking back to blame somebody for what's happened. You know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories. They basically blame somebody for what happened. It keeps us from that temptation and helps us look ahead to what God is going to do. So we see that pattern in Jeremiah. We know that pattern from Jesus. And it's the pattern that can mark our lives, to be looking ahead to what God is going to do. And we get that through the honesty of what we're feeling before him, and then waiting on his reply. So, what affliction, negative occurrence have you experienced that you've not brought to God? Can you honestly, openly, and completely bring that to God, even today, even this morning? Can you tell God everything? That honesty will open the door to what the Lord has for you. And then can you wait for God to reply? Can you see the Lord as your portion, as Jeremiah said, instead of the afflictions as your portion? Can you trust that you will receive healing as Jeremiah was trusting? Remember, you just do not have to be in the right frame of mind to pray, or pray the right prayers, or whatever it is that you think you need to measure up to receive from God. God just wants to give it to us. Can you do this every day? I mean, maybe you won't be feeling really bad every day, but can you just be honest with God and say, this is how I feel today? And wait on his response. Notice that Jeremiah wrote, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Every morning when we wake up, there are new mercies from the Lord. right there, ready to come into our lives and to transform us? And can you wake up every morning looking for the mercies of the Lord, no matter what else has been going on? So I want to leave you with that challenge, that thought, that's perhaps maybe a new discipline. And you may have thought that the Lord didn't want you to do something like that. But I commend it to you so that your growth in Jesus can continue. And you may want to think about that. You may have some questions, some comments. Why don't you let that process a little bit right at the moment? And then when we get to our virtual coffee hour, if you want to throw out some questions, challenges maybe, that'd be great. I look forward to that. So with that, let's go to the offertory.
Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us in offering and sacrifice to God. Thank you.